Christina Wong. She's a Pentagon correspondent for Breitbart News and joins us now. Christina, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Vince.
We've got some new reports out this week that the United States military is struggling mightily to meet its recruiting goals for fiscal year 2022, and that they're just having this is a very difficult year to find people who even want to join the military. What do you think is leading to that?
Yeah, the military, they will blame, you know, the tight job market, and they will say the COVID lockdowns led to a lack of access to high schools. But, you know, a lot of experts and conservative service members, you know, they point to the woke policies under the Biden administration. In the very beginning of the Biden administration, right away, you had this extremism stand down that was very publicized, affected every single member of the military. Everyone had to take a day and talk about what extremism, you know, meant, to try to root out this extremist without even knowing, you know, given any guidelines, any kind of definition, what extremism meant. And then you had, as you mentioned, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, talking about, you know, white rage. And you also had a slew of, you know, woke advertising. You had the Army putting out these anime-type advertisements for the military, focusing on women and minorities, LGBTQ. You know, I think that sends out public messaging,
yes,
especially to those who comprise the military's recruits, which are, you know, in many cases, white males from the South. And so you sort of send the message of, we don't want you, we don't need you, you know, we want to focus on these particular communities. And I think that really, you know, send a message that we don't want you in the military.
The Army is also dropping its recruitment, its requirement for high school diplomas for recruiting members into the military now. They've decided to toss their mandate, according to military.com, for potential recruits to have a high school diploma or even a GED certificate to enlist in the military. They're changing the standards right now because they don't have enough people who are interested in joining the ranks.
Yes, and that's very alarming, because the last time you saw a lowering of standards, trying to get in more troops for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you had a Bo Bergdahl situation. Now, he's the soldier that went AWOL in Afghanistan. He actually flunked out of the Coast Guard. He had some sort of psychological episode, and then he joined the Army later, because you had a lot of waivers, you need a lot of bodies. And so the more you lower these standards, you know, the more you may see these problems come up, especially, you know, any type of, you know, possible drug usage or criminal background,
yeah,
or educational background. So it is pretty worrisome.
Yes. NBC has a report on this subject as well. They say every branch of the U.S. military is struggling to meet these goals, according to multiple military and defense officials. They're at record low percentages of young Americans who are even eligible to serve, and an even tinier fraction that are willing to consider it. They say more than half of young Americans who answered a survey on the subject, about 57%, think that they would have emotional or psychological problems if they served in the military. Nearly half think that they would have physical problems. They also say that overall confidence in U.S. government institutions has decreased rapidly, and that has hit the United States military as well. A survey conducted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation found that just 45% of Americans have a great deal of trust and confidence in the military. That is down 25 points since 2018, which would be the Trump administration. So confidence in the institution, Christina, has collapsed among the general public, and that certainly suggests that that could be a big explanation as to why there are fewer people who are even trying to get into the military.
Definitely. I mean, these are very bad trends. The 9% of qualified young Americans that want to serve. And so, you know, I think that a lot of young Americans have this idea of the military where, as the NBC report cited, that you will be psychologically, emotionally, physically broken. I think that's a second order effect from the global wars on terror that lasted 20 years. We've never had wars that lasted that long. So yes, you did have a lot of repeat deployments during that time. And yes, there are some issues related to that. So I think that's something we have to think about before, you know, we get involved in another war. And
yes,
you mentioned the war in Afghanistan. That ended as a total disaster. I talked to a military recruiter today, and he said, you know, who wants to be a part of that? He signed up after 9/11 to go fight in Afghanistan. And he said, you know, we saw it unfolding live on TV, the disastrous withdrawal, and no one wants to be a part of that.
No. And that's, of course, by the way, when the general public turned on Joe Biden as well. That was the moment that his poll numbers began truly collapsing, that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. If I could, I want to get into the details here, though, about the way the military is advertising and the audience it appears to be targeting, because, you know, you mentioned all of the, like, the soft sort of social liberal nonsense that they're engaging in, when what the military recruitment strategy, to the best of my knowledge, always has been, hey, you want to be awesome, you want to kill bad guys, you want to join a great force, you want to serve with honor and integrity, join the military. That was kind of, that was the pitch. And even the NBC report today alludes to that sentiment by saying that the Navy is hoping to use this latest Top Gun Maverick movie as a massive recruitment tool to join the United States Navy. Well, that makes sense. You show guys flying awesome machinery, killing bad guys. That seems to be the way you attract the kind of people you want to join the military, no?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people join the military to do cool things and go to, you know, cool places. And also, out of a sense of patriotism, you know, and which is the recruiter I spoke to today, he talked about, he said there's no national call to service. There's no patriotism, you know. Very few Americans want to serve their country. A lot of the folks, the young people, you know, in the South, they see history under attack. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to defend the government because they don't feel like the government has their back, especially under the Biden administration. And all you see from the Pentagon is this woke messaging, the tweets. Of course, now, you know, I think we're still in Pride Month. You saw the Marine Corps put out a tweet with rainbow bullets. You saw the Air Force, you know, with a salute with the, you know, an airman with, you know, her hand in rainbow colors. And so I think this sort of overshadows this idea of patriotism and you get to do cool things. And so the messaging is very geared towards a small segment of the population. And the NBC article, it mentions TikTok, getting on TikTok, you know, to reach out to young people. And that seems to be the Biden administration's, one of their strategies in getting their messaging out is to appeal to the TikTok generation, you know, and so that hasn't been successful so far, you know, as far as I can see. But
I wanted to ask you about this, Christina, because I was struck by that, too. I mean, we just learned in the last week or so, not a surprise, but that TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company, has Chinese employees have been rifling through U.S. user data, according to recently leaked internal TikTok meetings, which, of course, the Trump administration was on guard for. That's why the Trump administration had banned the use of TikTok among federal government employees, because of the concern about Chinese spying, that the communists were using the system that they control to spy on American activities. So now the Biden Pentagon thinks it's a good idea to use this platform to recruit troops?
Right. And yes, the Trump administration, under the Trump administration, the Army banned its recruiters from using TikTok. Of course, soldiers can use it on their personal phones, but now the Biden administration is thinking about reversing it, and that's a huge security threat. You know, as you mentioned, young Americans' data is being mined for what use in the future. I mean, you know, it's really bad news. Yeah. But it shows also how desperate the military is right now to reach, you know, new recruits, and that they're willing to take security risks like this.
Yes.
It's really very alarming.
In other words, the standards are collapsing all over the place. All right. Christina Wong, Pentagon correspondent for Breitbart News. I really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you, Christina.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.